Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. If you're a parent or you're the manager of people, one of the challenges that we all face is how do you bring about the desired action that you're looking for? And part of that equation is how do you dissuade certain behavior? In other words, how do we prevent or stop bad behavior that's going on? And the idea of punishment is the first thing that comes to mind. Now, as a parent, one of those things about punishment is you never know, is it really going to work? Right? Yeah, you can punish them, but does it bring about the change that you're looking for? And so one of the things that we want to think about, and again, this is from a management perspective and from a parental perspective, is how do we get the action that we want? How do we prevent the action that's happening from happening? And I'll give you an example. My daughter, she's 13 years old, leaves socks all over the house. Drives me crazy, drives her mother crazy. Every room in the house, I find her socks. And for the longest time, I just kept telling her, Lori, I'm going to throw out your socks. And the challenge with me throwing out her socks is if I do that, guess who gets to pay for the new pair of socks? That would be me. And I can't let her not have socks. That's probably not a rational decision to make. So in the end, who am I really, if I'm throwing away her socks or I'm taking them away from her, I'm not really punishing her. She probably doesn't care that much. I'm punishing me because I'm the one that has to buy the new socks. So that's not a great punishment. So the question becomes is how do you curb the behavior or how do you stop it from happening? So the other day I figured something out. She's meticulous about her bed. She, you know, the idea of anything dirty touching her pillow just absolutely freaks her out. So I took her socks and I put them on her pillow. This was 5 days ago. I can't point to too many 2 day periods where there weren't socks left around the house. She lost her mind when she came home, started screaming at the fact that there were socks on her pillow and how can I do it? I'm the worst person in the world. But what I'm realizing now, and I think it's been almost a week, is there have been no socks around the house anymore. So I think we solved the problem. So here's an idea where I got to the root of the problem. I found something that really flips her out and I was able to get creative in terms of the punishment. I'll give you another example of this. Friend of mine in college, his name is Lance. Now, Lance came from a very German family, and his parents were very black and white when it came to reprimanding him and punishing him, but and very subtle also at the same time. So Lance, at age 16 or so, got caught sneaking out his window. So what he would do is he would go out for the night. He'd come in, let his parents know he was back on a Friday or Saturday night after being out with friends, and then he would sneak out his window and go back out. And so one day, his parents never said a word to him about it, but one day he goes to sneak out his window and he lands in a bed of rose bushes. So what they did was they simply planted rose bushes underneath his window. So he therefore couldn't do what he was doing anymore. And in the end, it prevented the action. So sometimes it's good to get a little bit creative in terms of what you do. And if you can prevent the problem from happening in the first place, rather than punishing it on the other side of things, maybe that's the best course of action. So the message here today is simply find unorthodox ways of correcting challenges that you have or redirecting the behavior that people are giving you. Again, it can work in a management perspective, from a management perspective with employees. It can work with children, but punishing people isn't always the answer. Sometimes it's better to find a more creative solution. So think about the effect you're looking for and see what you can do to drive that behavior. If you have any examples of what we talked about today, send them to me. I'd love to see what you have, ideas that you've used, and certainly we can probably use those for another episode in the future. Just send them to me at joel@joelbrookman.com. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for more episodes of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, I just want you to look at those challenges that you're facing with employees and with children. Look for more inventive solutions than punishment. Punishment often backfires on you. It doesn't necessarily bring about the change in action that you're looking for. So sometimes it helps to get a little bit more creative in your thinking to find something that will actually solve the problem that you're facing.